Fine. So when it comes to for the first question, personal and non-personal data, we need to be very, very careful that any kind of personal data is for sure can comes under data security and need to put a layer of differential privacy or some other measure so that, you know, you do not mess up with data and the data is not attacked, number one. And any kind of, you know, personal data, first thing, should be only collected if it is very, very important. If it is not very important, it should not be collected. Then it should be encrypted in a form that it cannot be reverse engineered and you find my normal names. Second thing, when it comes to, you know, non-personal data, we need to understand even non-personal data can be dangerous. So we need to understand how do we define sensitive data in that case. So even non-personal data can be non-personal, does not talk about myself directly, but can talk about the aggregated information which gives a reflection of me. And in that case, we need to understand very nicely that we should identify what are the sensitive data, and just not by the PII definition, but more like a domain experts, more like people who are in the system. We need to understand what are the different sensitive information. Now, what are the data? So ISO, when you talk about ISO, is a very defined system and is very, very old, has not been updated currently. So when you're talking about current, the new process which we have talked about, it takes inspiration from ISO, but it is something which can be implemented across the world and it's future looking. It's just not meant for yesterday, but it is also meant for today and days and years to come. So it has things which have been skipped or have been missed by different, say, organization when it comes to suggesting data governance practices, but also ensure that it is future looking and it's highly comprehensive. If I've answered you.